Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, we're road tripping.
We're road tripping.
We went back to college. We're at the University of Alabama in the Paul W. Bryant Museum, also known as Bear Bryant.
Woo!
So it's pretty cool to go back to school.
I just feel like a winner sitting here.
Right?
I just feel like a winner.
We'll be heading
up. How does that feel?
Awesome.
You won your diet challenge.
Yes,
yeah?
I did.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're a winner this year, Big Al, man.
I'm legit. You also win a set of tires this week because Cooper Tires is giving away a set of tires. Every road trip needs tires, right? Listen every day on the Raspberry Road Trip for us to give you the word of the day, sponsored by Cooper Tires. We'll say it a few times each morning, then enter that word before midnight at KidNation.com, and you could win a new set of Cooper Tires. You want to go ahead and do the first word?
Yeah, what's the word of the day, Big Al?
Word of the day is Roll Tide.
That's two words.
If you put it together, it's Roll Tide.
Roll Tide?
Well,
Roll Tide.
Did Al mess up?
An audible.
I made my own.
What was the word?
It was just supposed to be Tide.
It was just Tide.
Oh, my gosh.
I made it my own. And nobody knows until I said it.
Could have gone with Crimson. Could have gone with, yeah.
Roll Tide. Word of the day.
Words.
Who's got the paper in the hand? Me.
What are you doing? It says Tide.
Word of the day is Roll Tide.
So what do we have to do with that?
Enter that at KidNation.com.
Okay.
All right.
So now we got to change the algorithm on the
yes.
website
mm-hmm. yeah. okay.
so that it picks up the winners see, correctly.
Words of the day.
Thank you, Al. Big Al. And it's audibles.
All right.
We are driving an RV across the South.
Well, I'm not driving it.
We're all going to drive it.
I'm not driving
No
it.
Way. I'm not driving no. it.
We're all driving.
I am for certain, well, after yesterday's hour, that something is going to get hit on this trip.
Yesterday, we came dangerously close to a propane truck. Okay, there's that.
No, I'll never forget the look on that girl's face at the intersection when
driving
Robert White
right.
Cheddar Cheese decided, I can make it. And the look on her face as we came so close to plowing into her
you
at the intersection.
You guys didn't believe in him.
And what happened at the airport pickup? Something happened and they came through the arrivals at the airport, right? And you guys, because you already had a close call, right?
Yeah.
The vehicle
yes.
was like,
so this is Nick. He's on the trip as well. He's helping produce.
Yeah, they came in early to grab the RV and pick us up.
Yeah, so Robert, myself, and Don, we were going to pick you guys up and we were driving and... Okay, we're going to the arrivals area.
We're arriving.
Okay, here we go. And about 200 yards past where the road splits to where you really have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Once we get all the way to the end of this road, it says clearance 9 feet.
So that's a problem.
We couldn't turn around.
That's a problem.
So Robert, being the great driver he is, he had to reverse the RV going against traffic. People have to dodge us, go on the shoulder of this road. Has to go all the way back
stressful.
To the fork in the road.
Yeah. So embarrassing.
People trying
so
to
we had to pick
flight.
Y'all up in a different spot of the airport. But
that makes me
it was
feel
pretty
like,
great.
That makes me want a Cheeto.
We've been parking in just wide open lots.
that scares me so much, having to back up in traffic like that.
That makes you want a Cheeto. We have to understand. You have to explain.
Yeah, we have code words on Cheetos. This trip. Cheeto is having to go to the bathroom.
I know, and I love Cheetos, the snack.
I love Cheetos, too.
But how do I differentiate when I just went into the bathroom that was number one? Pito?
Pito.
Mm. We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, wait, I don't think we need to announce that one.
No.
Because that was like,
well,
yeah,
I don't want you to mistake it.
No, we won't mistake it.
Because you guys are gross.
We won't mistake it.
All
right. If I'm gone more than like 2 minutes, it's Cheeto.
Yeah. We also have the Jerry MVP of the day going on every single day, where Kelly's dad, Mr. Raspberry, is going to call out his favorite of the day. Who has the best attitude? Who kept it positive? Who brought the most to the trip that day?
Okay.
Am I correct, Mr. Raspberry?
You got it.
So far, who's the front runner?
Well, that's a secret. I got
to. Oh, you're
that
a poker face, huh?
Just keep that on.
Might I say that shirt today looks beautiful on you?
Well, I appreciate that. My wife will as well.
Kiss up.
I'm trying not to kiss.
Kiss up.
I'm just letting them know the truth. We also have a swear jar on the trip.
Yeah, we haven't actually. Do we have a physical jar?
We're going to get it.
Let's just
call
it
track. We got a running total.
Let's call it the Jenna jar.
I got like.
Hey, in all fairness.
You threw out the
there
first
might,
one.
There might be. I threw out a big one.
Yeah.
There
oh,
might,
you did?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, the worst one.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
In front of Mr. Raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
How was that, Mr. Raspberry?
As soon as I said it, I apologized to Mr. Raspberry. I was passionate.
Well, there's a couple on the show that's looking to float alone. Their fines are getting that high.
Hmm.
They need to pay installments on there.
That was only my one, though. I think I only had one.
No, you had two or three.
That was such a big one, though.
No, I didn't.
I know there's more coming. In fact, Al slipped me a $50 bill. He said, I want to go ahead and pay in advance.
I've slipped up a couple times on the bus.
I haven't, have I, Daddy?
No, you've done good.
Well, you got the biggest potty mouth of us all.
Yeah.
Have you ever slipped up in front of your dad?
I don't think so. I've cussed in front of Mama a few times.
Yeah.
I don't think I have I, Daddy?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
Wow. We'll see if that breaks the... We're going to have to, like, scare Kelly in front of Mr. Raspberry. Yeah.
We got one day down and four to go, though.
Yeah. And, Jenna, is it did your curse word come because of the one thing you tried for the first time ever?
No, my curse word came 5 minutes into the trip.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. We hadn't even gotten on the plane
yet. My curse word came, like, right after we went through
after
we went through TSA security. I was telling Kelly a story kind of passionately.
Oh, nice.
And then as soon as I said it, I looked at Mr. Raspberry and said, I'm very sorry, Mr. Raspberry. But no, it did not come with what you think it came with yesterday, but that was gross.
We're on the RV and we start eating the snacks.
We've already crushed all the snacks in an hour.
It's so ridiculous. We said, everybody, when Robert sent out the email, what would you like? We'd like healthy snacks.
No,
we'd
did.
Like fruit.
Celery.
And nuts and carrots. And then they come with Little Debbie cakes and Star Crunch and Honey Buns.
Because they know us.
And beef jerky.
Beef jerky, that's healthy. That's a good healthy snack to snack on.
It's salty, but it's healthy for the most part.
It's like 99% fat-free.
It's all protein.
And 100% sodium.
A lot of sodium, but that you got to keep it dry like that. So, Jenna, you brought up that you have never tried beef jerky.
Yeah, I know. I think, I don't know why I volunteered that information, because I knew it was coming.
Yeah, you know.
It's just that I've been on road trips before. I remember driving on my high school or college spring break somewhere with a bunch of guy friends and some girlfriends, and of course all the guys bought tons of beef jerky. I mean, I think that's what they ate the whole spring break. And being in the car with the smell of it, the smell of beef jerky grosses me out so much that I've never been able to put a piece in my mouth to try it. And guys love it. I feel like I've never met a guy that doesn't like beef jerky.
Well, if you hadn't met me like 10 years ago, you would have met one. But I did try it, and I liked it. I just had never tried it before.
So I decided to let you guys know I'd never tried it. You had a couple bags.
We made you try it.
Mm. The expression on your face.
Yeah, we let you go.
The original and the teriyaki.
Yeah.
The smell, it just smells and looks like the pig's ears, the things that you feed to dogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just looks like the turkey, the bacon strips or something that you feed to dogs also.
See, I think it looks like grandpa skin.
Ew.
See, and I'll tell you what it...
Don't say stuff like that.
And I tried it, and I'll be totally honest. Oh, the smell, the taste, the texture, it tastes like I just, like, bit into your inner thigh. You know, like, it tastes like skin that's been salted, and it tastes like... It does. It tastes like someone, like, human skin would taste.
Hmm.
Anybody bit an inner thigh?
No. I've never bitten it on
I'm just saying, you know, like, a meaty part of a leg. There's like, it kind of has a hairy texture. I don't know. That's what it is.
What? Hair?
Yeah. Yeah. It tastes a little hairy to me.
Huh. Okay.
That is the weirdest thing. Huh.
You're not going to ruin jerky for me, Jenna.
I'm not trying to ruin it. I'm just letting you know my opinion. I don't judge y'all for eating human thigh skin. I just don't particularly like it.
Is there something? I want to try something new on this trip. We should all try something new.
Have you ever tried pork belly?
Oh, we are. We're doing a road trip. That's something new.
Pork belly, that's what the jerky tastes
like
to me.
Daddy, have I had pork belly?
I'm sure you have.
What is fat back? That's from the back, isn't it? That's not from the belly.
That's mighty close.
Okay. And pork rinds. You've had pork
rinds. I guess I've had maybe pork belly like in some beans or something.
You've had pig feet.
No, I have not.
You've never had pig
feet? Daddy's had those.
I have.
Daddy will eat anything. Daddy will eat gizzards and brains and kidney. He'll eat anything.
They got pig's feet in big jar. Like you go to the hood.
I'm
like
not,
right
I'm
at
not
the,
doing that.
Right at the cashier.
Pig's feet.
Oh, well, my mom used to love those pig's feet. Feet and you can get pagers too, right?
Yeah. Paul's pig feet and pagers. Yeah. You are right.
That is correct.
And a quick loan.
Yeah, and some patio
Can
furniture.
We hurry up and get a commercial break because Al's ready to eat again? You see him already picking. He's ready.
I'm just.
He's getting his food ready.
You
to pop it in his mouth before he go to commercial.
It's still a diet if you eat it little bitty bites at a time.
No. Well, what about the 18?
No.
The sack of ribs
trip,
you ate yesterday.
Man, it's a road trip. No.
I know. It's hard on a road
Our
trip.
Room was such a mess.
Yeah.
I had to clean up a little. Al just walks out of the room. He's like, all right, JC, I'm out of here.
You know what? I think it'd be fun. You did the weight loss challenge. You should do the weight gain challenge. See just how much you can gain by the end of the trip.
No. Just by the end of the trip.
No.
Come on, it'd be fun.
No. What's coming up?
The Oscars were last night, and Chris Rock hosted, and we were all wondering, was he going to talk about the lack of diversity at the Oscars.
Yeah, well, he did. Nonstop. Sure did. All night.
The whole night. That's the whole night. Your question. And Leo was up for perhaps his first ever Oscar. He's been trying to get that for years.
No, he's been nominated before.
No, he has. Yeah, he was up for it.
Yeah, four.
And hopefully, if you haven't heard yet, we'll tell you if he won or not. But something's telling me that everybody already talked about it.
Yeah, I think people know.
But we'll talk about the Oscars and recap for you next.
It's Kelly, Jenna, Big Al, and JC, and Jerry Raspberry. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Mr. Raspberry made it on the returns.
Took me like 15 years to make it on the returns.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Mr. Raspberry?
Hey, man, I'm feeling it. I love it.
You feel good?
I do, indeed.
We're on the Raspberry Road Trip. Where are we at, Big Al Mac?
We are in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in the home, the museum, the Hall of Honor for Paul W. Bryant. Bear Bryant, as he is commonly known. This guy is so great, he has a museum.
Yeah.
This is pretty
nice. One of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yep. And
perhaps the best coach of all time.
It's arguable.
I would say that as I'm standing here. On the campus of the University of Alabama.
Yep. And today we'll be headed off to Chattanooga.
Yep. We'll be up. White Cheddar just told me that that's where Little Debbie comes from.
Really?
Somebody tweeted it was outside of Chattanooga.
Collegedale? Wow.
Yeah. I would love to take a tour of that plant.
Got started in a little suburb, apparently. And they brought us Little Debbie's. Thank you in advance.
They brought us Little Debbie's?
No, I mean, they didn't bring them to us.
Oh, my gosh.
They brought it to the world.
Where?
Yeah. She got
those are
so
my best
excited.
Childhood memories, the Swiss cake rolls.
We got Jerry Raspberry's MVP of the day, the first one, coming up in about 30 minutes.
All right.
You already have it locked down, Mr. Raspberry, or are you still?
I'm almost there.
All right.
Oh.
Almost there.
Wow.
So your hair's on
fleek. But JC,
yes, sir.
You're rising in the ratings, I'm telling you.
I like those boots. Here, Mr.
Tell me about my boots.
Yeah, I love those boots, Mr. Raspberry.
Those boots are great. They go excellent with your eyes.
All right.
See, I prefer not to suck up or compliment excessively. I prefer just to have great bonding moments.
Oh, yeah?
You know, with Jerry, yes. I like just having moments where we talk about life.
We had bonding moments.
You did?
Yeah, tons of them. Last night. So many bonding moments. 1 hour away from the Showbiz Top 5 if you missed what's going on with the celebrities. Are we going to talk about Fuller House again? Everybody.
I don't know.
Alan didn't like it.
I think we met our quota.
You let
that.
Us know, Al. Al's going to call Cheetos.
Yeah, that'll be an excellent time to go Cheeto.
But last night were the 88th Oscars. 88.
Mm.
Man. And hosted by Chris Rock. Mm. And of course, he kicked it off by talking about the hashtag #OscarsSoWhite controversy.
Well, I'm here at the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards. You realize if they nominated host, I wouldn't even get this job. So y'all be watching Neil Patrick Harris right now. This controversy, the no black nominees, you know? And people are like, Chris, you should boycott. Chris, you should quit. You should quit. You know, how come it's only unemployed people that tell you to quit something, huh? You know? I thought about it real hard, but I realized they're going to have the Oscars anyway. They're not going to cancel the Oscars because I quit, you know? And the last thing I need is to lose another job to Kevin Hart, okay?
Kevin Hart, there was a picture of Kevin Hart on the red carpet next to a reporter, and she was wearing some crazy high heels.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He's so tired.
It was like the funniest picture of the night.
Huh,
but he was like dead serious. He was just
is so secure with that. He didn't care.
He's so cool with it. Chris Rock also took a shot at Jada Pinkett Smith.
A big one.
Shot. I hadn't heard this.
Shots were fired last night.
Okay.
Jada got mad. Jada says she's not coming. Protesting. I'm like, is she on a TV show? Jada's going to boycott the Oscars. Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I like it.
He just said, you know, you're so upset your husband to get nominated, basically. He said that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's a good analogy right there.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That was great. He did go on and on about the Oscars so white all night long.
Yeah.
And
it
did get old, but.
Yeah, right. After a while, it's like, okay, now it's.
Yeah, we get it. We get it.
Every break.
But you understand why he did it. Because
I know, but I mean,
he probably felt obligated.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Every break.
Because
it got to be a lot. And then it gets uncomfortable. Yeah. You start feeling bad for white people.
Oh my!
No, I didn't. It didn't affect me like
well,
that.
I did.
it didn't affect me like that at all.
I felt very bad for white.
I felt bad for those small Asian children.
That was uncomfortable. That's when I turned it off. After that, I'm like, okay, this is okay now. I don't know.
The small Asian children.
It was just, yeah, did well, you see I that? That he brought them out from PricewaterhouseCoopers because you know they always bring out the nerdy accountants with the briefcases that do all the counting of the votes, and so he brought out he introduced them by their like the real names. But anyway, he brought the little kids out. They were like, "If you have a problem, tweet about it." And then, but they made the phones too. Yeah. It just got really out of hand with the Asian joke.
Got a point.
Yeah, there were some hit and misses. But he didn't just talk about the black and white issue. He talked about sexism in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Everything's not about race, man. Another big thing tonight is you're not allowed, somebody told me this, you're not allowed to ask women what they're wearing anymore. You have to ask her more. You ask the men more. Hey, everything's not sexism. Everything's not racism. Because the men are all wearing the same outfits, okay? Every guy in here is wearing the exact same thing. You know, if George Clooney showed up with a lime green tux on and a swan coming out his somebody would go, "What you wearing, George?"
He is so right.
Yeah. What you wearing, George?
Yeah, it's not sexism. It's just girls wear different things.
Yeah. Designers want that.
Ask her more.
Well, they do ask them more, but we still want to know what you're wearing. Every guy's wearing black
tux.
The only guy that was dressed different yesterday was like Jared Leto.
That was a nice tux.
That was
too.
Cool.
Yeah.
You had like a flower.
Well, the women, the actresses that started that movement, if they want to be asked more, then just wear a plain black dress.
Yeah.
Just show up, all of you in solidarity, wear the same black sheath, and then they'll be forced to ask you more. No. They spend weeks consulting
planning
with designers.
Yeah.
And then they get mad when you want to ask about their dress. It's ludicrous.
Like, don't you, when you go out to a club, Jenna, you like to get dressed up? You want girls to be like, "Oh, where'd you get that?"
I love being asked that. That's a compliment. That means someone cares enough to know where you bought something. It's a huge compliment for someone to ask you where you got something.
So I'm glad he put it that way, because that was the best way he could have put that. But there was a low point at the Oscars.
There were several.
But this one especially.
I missed this one in particular, and I'm interested to hear it.
This was so incredibly awkward. Stacey Dash... Yeah. Was brought out by Chris Rock.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a job, and that's, you know, it's rough out there for black actors. But let me tell you some good news. The Academy has taken steps to fix this problem, and that is why it is my honor to introduce the new director of our Minority Outreach Program. Please welcome Miss Stacey Dash.
I cannot wait to help my people out. Happy Black History Month. Thank you.
That was edited a little bit because when he said Stacey Dash and everybody kind of ha ha ha, and you didn't think she was really going to come.
Right, right, right.
And then she really came out
and
giggled like Marilyn Monroe. It was awkward.
And let's explain why this is so awkward. Yeah. Because she's put herself in a position as an African-American woman that's totally like against the black community.
Yeah,
like she thinks that like Black History Month should be abolished.
Right.
She
said if you want to be inclusive, then get rid of things that separate
so
us.
So she wants to get rid of BET. She wants to get rid of Black History Month. So.
And the one that upset a lot of people too, she said, and the Black Lives Matter movement.
Ugh.
She said that should all be brought... Yeah, she did not do herself any favors.
Well, that was an awkward moment. That was the most awkward moment of the night.
Did they have Rachel Dolezal introducing anybody or presenting?
No, not Rachel Dolezal.
That was my first most awkward moment, and my second most awkward moment, I saw so little of the Oscars, was Sarah Silverman's introduction of Sam Smith, which was horrible.
He wasn't very good.
He was off. It was pitchy. Everybody's so upset that his song beat Lady Gaga's song. That's a big controversy today. But Sarah Silverman's introduction was just dirty and vulgar.
I think,
and it's like the Oscars.
Her.
Yeah, but I mean, like the Oscars elevate it just a little
it's
bit.
Supposed to be the classy thing. The classy.
Classy.
Award.
It was just vulgar.
Yeah. Did she go off on her own? I think
she went. She said, "You know what I love is I love saying whatever comes in my head."
We have it.
And yeah,
we have it right here.
Vulgar and awful.
She joked about James Bond not living up to his reputation as a ladies' man.
I guess I was a Bond girl in that maybe he likes sleeping with vulnerable women with heavy Jewish boobs and then never contacting them again. Maybe that's his thing. Know what my thing is? Being in front of 80 million people on live TV and saying whatever comes into my mind.
but then she went on. And it's too vulgar. We can't even play it back on early morning radio, I guess.
But again, that's what you get with Sarah Silverman.
And I'm wondering, did she just break up with her British boyfriend? Maybe that's why she was going off on James Bond and was putting him in the place of the boyfriend? Because I don't know. I was sitting there thinking, because she dated that British guy, real classy actor.
Yep.
And to have her go off the deep end like that, I thought maybe there was some connection. But I don't know. I haven't read anything this morning.
Yeah, she also said there's something wrong with him when every woman he hooks up with tries to kill him afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There's something wrong with him. Chris Rock, back to him. I think he did a great job hosting, actually, besides the keeping it.
Yeah. He got a lot of good reviews.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was funny.
This was pretty funny. He tried to make up for not helping his daughter sell their Girl Scout cookies by selling them to the Oscar audience instead.
Mm-hmm.
I've been away from my two daughters at a very important time in their life. I have missed most of Girl Scout cookie season. So I want you to reach into your millionaire pockets and I want you to buy some of my daughter's Girl Scout cookies. Look at my babies up there. Are you gonna make that money? Guarantee the fame? Right there, right there. Oh, Charlize Theron? Yes. Matt Depp? Yes. Okay, you get him. You get him. Leo, you made $30 million. Come on. Come on.
That's funny. That's funny.
Man, Leo was sitting in the front row, too.
Not far to walk.
Not far to walk. Kevin Hart, he came out there, and he actually was serious for once.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Like, yeah, he was serious. Talked about the Oscars not nominating black people. But he wasn't really joking. He was keeping it real.
I just want to take a second to get something off my chest. First and foremost, I'm a positive guy. I feed off of positive energy, and I feel like positive overall beats negative. With that being said, I want to take a moment to applaud all of my actors and actresses of color that didn't get nominated tonight. The reason why I say that is because I want them to understand that tonight should not determine the hard work and effort that you put into your craft. At the end of the day, we love what we do, and we're breaking major ground doing it. These problems of today will eventually become problems of the old. Let's not let this negative issue of diversity beat us. Let's continue to do what we do best and work hard. Okay? That's for me, to them. Congratulations.
All right. Is that Kevin Hart trying to go after like a real crazy good part? Maybe. Like to go from comedy to serious?
It's good.
I just wanted him to go pow.
I just feel like there's a lot of responsibility on those African-American actors that were invited, that were presenting to... Yeah. You know,
say
kind of have everyone riding on you.
You can't,
you there's
can't,
pressure there. You can't just go out there.
Go out there and not say anything.
Right.
Happy Black History Month, by the way. Yeah.
Thanks, Al.
Mm-hmm. At the final day of Black History Month.
Kelly?
We get an extra day this year.
Hmm. You're welcome, Al.
Al, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
And the moment we were waiting for was Leonardo DiCaprio finally going to win his first Academy Award.
Leo.
Dang right.
Making The Revenant was about man's relationship to the natural world, a world that we collectively felt in 2015 as the hottest year in recorded history. Our production needed to move to the southern tip of this planet just to be able to find snow. Climate change is real. It is happening right now. It is the most urgent threat facing our entire species. I thank you all for this amazing award tonight. Let us not take this planet for granted. I do not take tonight for granted. Thank you so very much.
So,
at least he's passionate.
He's passionate. Yeah. He wants
it is true. Yeah. When they filmed the movie, I mean, they had to go to the northernmost parts of the world and southern to be able to still film because it got so warm.
Know,
but we
he
know.
Do interviews to talk
Say
about
something
that.
Stupid.
This is the Academy Awards.
But everyone does this when you win.
I know, but it just kind of like,
I was thinking he was going
to... I don't want to be... preached at about
oh,
it causes.
I didn't think he did that.
Yes, he did. You are a fan of his, so you're going to have his back. And I'm a fan of his, too. But I don't like when
use
that platform for when you vote, make sure you don't take money from big oil companies. It's like, who are you anyway?
But
these
when
other
women
people
win, it's
there.
Power to women, you
know?
Know.
I'm like, I don't like any of that preaching about stuff. I just want you to say thank you for my Oscar.
Sure, sure.
Thank you for thinking I act good.
You wanted him to get teary-eyed, and finally you see the emotion.
I mean, Jared Leto last year did such a wonderful speech when he won.
Yeah.
For Dallas Buyers Club, and it was all about, you know, AIDS, and that was a very powerful moment.
You know what?
I don't know. I don't mind it. I like it.
I don't want to hear about climate change.
What was powerful was when Angela Bassett came out to do something about Black History Month.
Oh, this is big news right here.
I sat up in the bed when I saw
this. I did too,
this.
Kelly. I was like, what? Okay, what we're talking about is Angela Bassett came out with, I think how they framed it was a Black History moment. Or this moment in Black History, something like that.
Yeah, they basically they listened to our show a few years ago.
Yeah, that's
and,
what it was.
And they blatantly and, stole from Big Al, man.
And they had this picture of Will Smith and talked about his powerful performance in Enemy of the State.
We have the clip. Oh, yeah. We definitely have it.
Yeah, come on.
Watch the Oscars completely rip off Big Al Mack's bit from a few years ago.
Yeah.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has long acknowledged people of color. And tonight, we honor someone who has shattered barriers with his groundbreaking performances. Whether in serious dramas like Enemy of the State, or in whimsical animated productions like Shark Tale, or as part of an iconic musical duo when he was a fresher talent, this man has long been an inspiration to his people. You can call it actor, producer, comedian, musician, but we simply call him Jack Black. For Black History Month Minute, I'm Angela Bassett.
Yes, they laughed at him.
They laughed when you said it.
No, they didn't. What did you get when you did it, Al?
When I did it, I got hate calls and mail and everything else.
It was the end of that. That was going to last all month. It was a bit.
First one I did was to honor Black History Month, to recognize Black history. It was a funny deal.
It was your favorite.
And what, you know, we're going to recognize a famous Black. And so we had Jack Black. That was the first one.
We were going to do Black Flag and all these. It was a joke.
And boy, folks started hating on me. And so
it was
the first and last day that we did that.
We didn't do it again.
I said, okay, then maybe that's not funny. But they did the same doggone thing.
You were ahead of your time, Al.
And they were in Twitter.
The same person.
They thought it was hilarious.
Not only did they do the same bit, they did the same person.
You've been robbed not once, but twice.
Twice. First Donald Trump and now
chicken.
The Oscars.
Man, Trump chicken on SNL, and now this.
Yeah, I'm ahead of my time, Kellen. Y'all just not ready for this jelly.
I think we should quit and become comedy writers.
I think Destiny's Child did that
shows
one, right?
Saturday Night Live.
Sure. I'm pretty sure that was Destiny's Child.
So you steal from the 1998. That was crazy, though. Big Al would not stop talking. We were sharing a room. He would not stop talking about it.
I know. I have your back on that.
Middle of the night, he's sitting there sleeping. He's like, I cannot believe they stole my beer. Jack Black, Black History Month.
Give me some more banana pudding.
Yeah, right?
I'm so upset.
Man.
In the middle of a snoring. You guys, it's time.
Time for?
I think Jerry Raspberry is ready to announce his MVP of the day coming up next. Are you ready, Mr. Raspberry?
I'm ready.
You have come to a conclusion.
Who
is the light on this trip, or at least for the day.
For the day, for yesterday.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it time?
Not yet.
No. He's ready.
This is the tease.
Get ready.
We got a commercial break to butter him up.
This is what brings you the joy down in your heart.
All right.
We'll find out who Jerry Raspberry's MVP of the day is.
Is there a prize?
Yeah, there's a prize. What's the prize? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're live on the Raspberry Road Trip, day one. Yeah!
We're going to make it sound like there's a whole bunch of people in here.
More on that in a minute.
Yeah.
We were promised a lot of lies.
Gosh, so many broken promises.
So many broken promises. More on that in a second.
You know, the promises they kept.
Right. I know.
Krispy Kreme and Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Kept those promises.
We're broadcasting live from the Paul W. Bryant Museum on the campus of the University of Alabama, also known as Bear Bryant, by the way. Great football coach.
JC and I are very excited about what's to come today.
Yes. We get a tour.
We're going to get a tour of the locker room, the stadium. Yeah. We get to go out on the field, and there's no one there. JC and I are already talking about what we most want to do on Bama's field.
I just want to play catch.
I want to kick a field goal.
We want to do that.
Can I?
I think so. I mean,
I want to run a touchdown.
Check Instagram later. We'll let you know if this all came to fruition.
You want to do what, Al?
Run a touchdown. You want a little day?
We don't have an hour.
There's no defense. I can do it.
Al, we only have 30 minutes.
Yeah, we only have 30 minutes. Earlier in the show, Al was talking about how we shared a room, and Homeboy put me on Front Street.
Yeah.
Big Al says he couldn't sleep because I snore like a what?
Mexican freight train.
Those were your words exactly. Okay. Thanks, Al.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to call somebody who sleeps with me every night and is by my bedside.
Oh, my goodness. You know this is worried him nonstop.
This is how guys are. They get defensive. Like, no one's ever told me that in the past.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I feel bad now if this has been happening.
It has been happening.
You can't change it.
Hold on. I think my wife is on the phone.
So ridiculous.
I hope she's honest.
She will be honest. She doesn't lie to you guys. Is Kinsey on the phone yet?
I'm here. Good morning.
Hi, Kins.
How you doing, babe?
Hi.
Hey.
So I had a question for
you. Can you guys just hear me arguing with my kids?
No, we didn't hear it. What are they fussing over?
Superman and Batman.
Do what?
Superman and Batman. Chloe wants Batman. Cason has
best?
Batman. He's that's trying to give her Superman.
Oh.
Fair argument.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think Cason should get Superman.
You enough have to resolve kids. Something for us, yeah. Kinsey.
Kinsey, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to be completely honest with me.
Yeah.
Because it rocked my world today. I was not aware this was happening. Do I snore when I sleep?
You know what? I you don't snore, but you do breathe heavy.
Mouth breather.
I'm
that's
a mouth
what you
breather.
Call it? That's
I know,
what you call
recreate
it?
Recreate what you heard, Al.
Yeah. But that's a snore because that's not mouth open.
Yeah. That's what he heard.
That's what I
that's
heard.
That's what Al heard. Kinsey, what do you hear at night?
No, I just hear...
it's pretty close. That's pretty close.
So he is creepy breather.
But I don't. Do I keep you
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
Do I
no,
keep you,
you don't.
Okay.
You do. Sometimes I'll wake breathing. Up, and if you're doing that, I'll just kind of tap you and say you're snoring. But it's not really snoring; it's just heavy breathing.
Creepy.
Heavy
it
breathing.
Is. It's like that.
She loves you so much. No, babe, you don't snore.
She's sweet. She's
you just heavily
what?
Breathe.
You have your phone there. Hit record.
I will.
Yeah,
what didn't
you
I will.
I recorded
I will.
You in London when
so
you were snoring.
So now you know what this means. Y'all have to spend another night.
Yes.
To prove it.
Well, sometime this trip we probably will. No joke, Kinsey, when she saw the picture you posted, she wrote me and said, I just saw the picture Al posted and felt sorry for you because I'm assuming he snores.
Oh, no. Well, I'm not going to even lie. I do. And
well, you record Al and Al records you,
and
then we'll see.
You know, we've had a few cocktails on these little on these
right.
little outings. And
those
the more
don't
I,
help.
The more I drink, then I'll probably yeah. snore a little bit more. So,
all right. Thank you for clearing that up, babe.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Heavy breather lover.
You guys bye. Have fun in Alabama.
We will.
Thank you. Roll Tide.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, so I'm a heavy breather.
Man, who knew posting a picture of me wearing that hat would cause so much controversy?
It did?
Well,
what happened?
Well, people, you know, they're not everybody is a Crimson Tide fan, apparently, an Alabama fan.
But when in Rome.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah. When in Alabama.
I'm getting booed.
What?
Oh,
on
really?
Social media? Yes. It's
wasn't
very
the last,
upsetting.
The last time you got booed was for your boobs, right?
Yeah, that was yeah. in a bar, though.
Yeah. First of all, we were riding on the RV yesterday before we went to Rounders, before our appearance, and we got flagged down.
I love that. Y'all feel free to do that. We think that's hilarious.
Yeah. If you ever see us.
Unless you're planning on robbing us, yeah. please
no,
don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Because we're strapped.
Strap for cash.
Strap for cash.
Yeah, so we get flagged down by this lady.
Glamour Star. Wasn't that her name?
Yeah, her name
I
is Gina.
So.
Gina Grape.
She's from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, her Twitter handle was Glamour Star, I believe.
So she flagged us down and stopped the RV. She said she chased us for a few miles
yeah.
and took a picture
yeah.
of us. So if you see us any time during the trip, feel free to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If Al's driving, he might hit you. But
well, that's yeah. your offer.
What?
Did you consult?
I love people flagging us. I think it's fun.
Oh, you
don't
want
to bother me.
You don't want to meet our members, our Kid Nation members.
No,
Jenna?
I do. I was just saying I don't want to pull over on the interstate every 5 seconds.
And I encourage gifts. We got lots
yeah.
of nice presents last
you know,
night.
I
got
yeah.
hats and T-shirts and Christmas ornaments.
Tuscaloosa treated us right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Headed to Chattanooga today.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, if you're unhappy with Kelly wearing Bama gear, then give us something else in the next
yeah.
stop.
Yeah.
We're just wearing what's given to us.
I've got on my Miley hoodie because we're headed to Chattanooga, 2 hours from Franklin, Tennessee, which is where Miley Cyrus was born.
What?
Who knew?
Al, you wear that sweatshirt every day.
True. Yeah.
You do more
research.
Have you washed it recently?
No.
You do more research for your Miley Cyrus sweatshirt than you do for the show.
Yeah, that was for the show.
Yeah. We went to Rounders on the Strip yesterday, which is right on like where all the bars are. That's the
on
party
university,
zone.
Yeah,
yeah on the
it's
university
the hot
camp.
Spot.
Yeah, it's like you could see the football stadium.
Yeah,
from the patio.
They had
of this
a
place.
Beer pong tournament going on. They have official beer pong tournaments on Sundays.
Mr. Raspberry came in second place
yeah.
in the beer pong.
He did. He sure did.
That was our little joke. We're like, we got to get Mr. Raspberry
wow.
to play beer pong.
I bet you he's wow. good. Are you good at beer pong, Mr. Raspberry?
I've never tried it and really don't intend to.
Oh. All right. Well said.
Especially not on the Sunday.
Yeah.
not on the Lord's Day.
And Daddy gave up teaching Sunday school class to come on the Raspberry Road trip.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of people come out. Like, it was cool to see how many people came out.
Yeah, it was. It really was. It amazed me that this guy, the owner of the bar up there, Rounders, He told me about the logistics of this bar. You know, I'm always interested in that.
Gosh, y'all had a business meeting.
I was behind the bar at one point.
Dude, yeah, I got a bartender. I'm in my element, man.
Yeah.
But he told me the kind of sales that they do up here.
You want to open a bar here now?
Look for me to open up another place.
We had people drive in a couple hours just to meet us last night. That was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
We did have a lot of people, and I was expecting this morning to be just a crowd.
Because JC, there's people out there getting free breakfast.
Make some noise, y'all.
Don, you don't count. You're with us.
Don, you get paid to be here.
Yeah. We had a crowd of two.
Paid staff can't cheer.
And it was towards the end of the night, but everybody was like, where are you guys broadcasting? And we said, we're going to be at the Paul W. Bryant Museum. And they're like, we're coming. Every person.
There's a few people out there. They're just eating first. They're eating our Krispy Kreme and Chick-fil-A.
But I would say about, I'd say about 20 people told me they were going to do this.
They will. We've had a few come by.
That's fine. A lot of people had to work. You know, they have jobs.
Yeah.
Y'all come in. Come on.
Let's see. We got more people coming.
Come on.
But all these broken promises. We partied way too hard last night.
Dude, we were gone by 7 p.m. Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
It was late. Yeah, partied hard.
Yeah, but on a Sunday? Like, that's Sunday fun day. Hi.
Come on in.
Welcome to the show.
State your name, please. It's Meet Every Listener by Name. So what's your name?
I'm Taryn.
Hi, Taryn.
This is my daughter, Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee.
Alexis.
Hey, Alexis.
All right.
So she's ditching school today. Just a little bit.
Be a little late. Yeah. Just a little late.
All right. Well, thank y'all for coming. There's three chairs for the three of you.
Yeah, we have just enough chairs right for all of our listeners who showed up.
We had five chairs.
Just enough.
Five chairs, five listeners.
Maybe they'll show up later.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Maybe we'll get like
it's
a
fine.
Big old
it's still early.
Flooding at the end of the show.
It's fine.
The show's half over.
We're getting there, Kelly.
Yeah.
But you guys made it just in time because it is time to announce the big winner of the day.
Oh.
You guys don't get the win.
Raspberry, Mr. Raspberry's
MVP of the day.
Where? Where? Where?
Where?
Where?
Okay, that's enough.
Mr. Raspberry,
I love it.
We're going to be doing an MVP of the day every single day on this trip.
Yes, we are.
We're going to announce it at the same time every day, I think.
Okay.
We're going to set the appointment.
Sounds good.
That's what we should do.
Okay.
That's what the consultant says. Consultant says appointments. So
okay.
We're setting the appointment. So around this time, every morning, we will announce your MVP of the day.
It'll be done.
What is the criteria to win your MVP of the day?
Well, you've got to be on your best behavior, and flattery will get you everywhere.
Oh. Okay.
Dang it.
Right. Interesting, because I've been flattering you all day.
I figured he'd see right through that
kind of stuff. I know. I thought so, too. He's surprising me with that one.
Because it's genuine.
The MVP of the day, that position is for sale, but it does not come cheap.
Okay. Wait, so we can compliment, flatter, whatever. We can also buy.
Yeah, buy food, buy drinks, whatever you need
to
do.
Wow. Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had you all wrong.
I compliment.
Like it means more to JC than anybody.
I know.
I even complimented Mr. Raspberry on his pita last night he ordered.
And where are you going?
You complimented him on his pita?
Yeah.
And who took y'all to the pita pit?
I don't need you complimenting my pita.
Yeah.
That's right.
You stay away from my pita.
Yeah. For the pita pit.
All right. So, Mr. Raspberry, without any further ado.
Well, let me say this first.
Okay, yeah.
MPB awards could be given to MVP awards could be given to lots and lots of folks.
Sure.
Those folks at B101.7, Rounders on the Strip, great people, but the MVP would go to all the fans that showed up. It was a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And when I was working my way through the crowd,
Yeah, you were talking to everybody, Mr.
Yes. Yeah. And I took a survey. I kind of polled the listeners there to kind of get some input.
Second opinion. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And here's what it is. There was a lot of people coming in.
Oh, boy.
Honorable mentions, if you would. But are you ready?
Can we get the Oscars playoff? Can we get the Oscars
band? Sit back here for a minute.
Now, here we go. The winner of the first MVP award has to be Kelly.
Yay!
Oh, come on.
Yay!
She's going to win every day.
And listen,
no sucking up required. I didn't compliment the man once.
No. I think you fussed at him a couple times, actually.
Hurry up, Daddy. You're slowing us down.
And just because I'm Kelly Raspberry's daddy had nothing to do with it.
I didn't do a thing.
Nothing.
He was making eye contact with me that whole time. I was like, I might actually get it.
That's that cussing that did you in, Jenna.
Here's Kelly talking to her dad last night. Oh, man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right.
All right, Mr. Raspberry.
What does Kelly get? Because I know there's like a prize or something. She gets her own room, of course.
She gets to choose.
Oh.
She can pick her hotel room.
Okay.
Pick where we eat for lunch.
Oh. Oh, no.
Or she can skip her turn as the driver of the 30-foot luxury vroom coach.
Wait, it's required to drive?
From where, Mr. Raspberry?
From
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Vroom.com. All right.
What do you want to do, Kelly?
Gosh, that's kind of tough.
So tough.
I'm going to go with...
You're going to win tomorrow, too, so you might as well just pick anything.
I'm going to pick the room, then. Right.
But you already get the room because they have to share again.
I don't want
to
drive in.
No, we don't have to ride again.
You don't want
to
drive? I can't see Kelly driving the 30-foot luxury coach from vroom.com.
I want Kelly to drive.
You want me to drive?
I would love.
Then I pick the lunch.
I don't care. You see how much she cares?
I don't care. You appreciate the victory, Mr. Raspberry.
Well, I tried to get the room, and y'all told me that wasn't good.
You were so proud.
No, I was trying to help you out.
Everything I picked, y'all don't like.
No, I was trying to help you out. You're already going to get your own room because JC and I will have to share again to do the snoring.
Hold on. We're sharing again.
Yeah, you're so proud.
You have to record the snoring.
We're sitting at the choo-choo. Woo-woo.
Mr. Raspberry is so proud in awarding his daughter this prize, and she doesn't even care.
Look at it.
He does not care one bit.
I do care.
Because he's proud of his daughter winning his award.
I love that the people helped you make that decision, Daddy.
Yeah, okay.
What were the people saying, Mr. Raspberry, so that we can approve tonight?
Well, I love your daughter. Mentioned, but Kelly won out.
Oh, okay.
Kelly won out.
Who was second?
Nick was up in the running.
Nick
is the man. Nick is the man.
Nick. Oh, my goodness.
JC is hurt right now.
I'm not hurt, Mr. Raspberry.
You put a lot of effort
in. I'm disappointed.
Well, and then there was Robert and Don.
I don't need to go down the list now.
Oh, boy. All right, let's move on. Moving on.
Jenna Owens says she has a surprise.
I have a little treat for you guys
planned when we
arrive in Chattanooga later this afternoon.
Really?
You do.
This is something that just came up.
Are we going to a pug farm? Did I just blow it?
We'll find out if Kelly blew it.
Did I blow it?
We'll find out.
My earphones just blew out.
We'll find out what Jenna surprises next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're here on the campus of the University of Alabama inside the Bear Bryant Museum.
With a studio audience.
Yeah, we finally got an audience now.
Six people.
Doing it right.
Someone new entered. Your name, ma'am? Julie. Julie's here, everybody.
She's been here.
I'm saying she's new here this morning.
Oh, inside here.
Yes.
Inside the room.
Yes.
Definitely. Jenna, before break, you said something came up, and it's a surprise that you want to present to us.
It is a surprise, and I thought, I don't know, talking to producer Sonny, I thought about waiting until we arrived in Chattanooga, but I thought I'd go ahead and tell you guys now so you can look forward to it and get very anxious.
Okay.
So you guys know road trips can get unhealthy. I don't know if you already feel slightly unhealthy. You get on the road, you know, you don't have a lot of options with food, and we don't get to exercise, right?
Okay.
To jog to Chattanooga.
Are you guys worried right now?
No. We cannot jog to Chattanooga.
So I found a way to incorporate a healthy snack for our bods later this afternoon, as well as to test the men's ability to be manly.
Oh, boy.
I don't like man tests.
My friend Lee, who works at Skin Deep Aesthetics in Chattanooga, has graciously offered to come to us upon our arrival in Chattanooga and provide us with vitamin infusions to hydrate, energize, keep us from getting sick.
Okay.
You guys know what these are?
Those hangover IVs?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I gotta get drunk first.
You don't. These are full of vitamins that make you glow, make you hydrated, and she will come to us.
So it doesn't matter that you're not hungover. You get them anyway?
Yeah, I got one before when I haven't been hungover. Oh, Are you guys scared of needles? Do you want to try this? I've done it before, and it makes you feel great.
I don't love them, but I'm willing to try it.
Yeah, I'll try one.
There's different types if you're hungover, but, you know, because they can give you headache medicine
Let's just get drunk on the bus on the way to Chattanooga.
I'm down.
Yeah, all right, cool.
I'm not driving.
Everyone's down?
Done.
I'm not driving.
JC?
I'm down, yeah.
Really?
Oh, I'm not scared.
I thought you guys were going to be like, I don't want to do it.
Well, I don't want to waste it on being sober.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
See if that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely do that.
All right. Well, great.
Because it energizes you and stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Hydrate. So you glow.
I'm
you feel
so
better.
Dry. I keep going into out.
It's full
body
of vitamins
butter.
And antioxidants, so that not get all sick.
That's all right. Weird.
Good. I'm glad you guys are
yeah,
excited.
Yeah, I'm down.
Kelly just won the MVP award from her dad.
I did. I didn't even try.
Is he just going to hand out awards and leave?
Yeah.
He's out. Daddy is now entertaining people. He's the host.
Good at that.
Yes, he's the host.
Do you think your dad would do the vitamin thing?
He would. I think he would.
Wow. I'm impressed.
So
when I was in Vegas, so many people were like, I don't want to do that. Because
well,
they'll come to your rooms and do it. Yeah.
Regularly.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. In Vegas, this thing is like $100. Yeah. Isn't it? When the big van comes to your house
200.
Or your apartment, hotel.
Depends on what you get in it.
Yeah.
They can put all sorts of vitamins.
But this is free.
Yes, okay. It's going to be free.
I need to clarify.
Yeah, clarify that.
You guys are going to be paying for your own. No, it's going to be free, and she'll come to us, apparently.
All right. I'm down.
Let's try it.
We're down.
I'm not sharing y'all's needle.
No, we don't share needles. They're very clean about this kind
of thing. Bad news is we have one needle for the five of you.
Who's first? Al, they also do laser hair removal.
They do laser hair removal?
They do everything. This is a med spa.
Hair removed?
Yeah, that little patch on the back.
You got a patch.
Oh, my butt fro.
Did we do the patch on the back?
My butt fro.
Ever since we did that. Yeah, you got your butt fro going.
My butt fro.
And ever since, remember when we did the waxing thing on the chest? My chest hair is like unruly.
Your chest hair is unruly.
Hairs.
That one hair.
No, like all of them.
That hair is so long.
No, I have like a full.
That's not true.
Waxing is not to blame for that.
It's
waxing
not true, but
it,
with a little encouragement, JC will remove his shirt. So
no, I'm not. I can show you.
Very little encouragement.
Look, Kelly.
Listen to the roar.
Oh, wow.
I don't see a hair.
I'll do laser hair removal all day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God.
Okay, well, we'll just add to the list. Botox?
And I know just the company that can do it.
What?
Pretty kitty?
No.
Oh.
Today.
The same company.
All right. Oh. Same company that we did do all the commercials on our station.
Yeah.
JC. That one.
I'll do that one.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Cheer, everybody.
Hey.
Cheer.
Our friends finally showed up.
Somebody tells me it wasn't because of us.
Like Jeb Bush there. Laugh. Yeah. Laugh. That was funny.
Please clap. We're broadcasting live from the University of Alabama. We're at the Bear Bryant Museum right now.
Paul W. Bryant Museum. Say it right.
We're
friends. Those who love him called him Bear.
Yeah. Bear Bryant, man. Everybody knows Bear Bryant. Right. And in studio with us are right here in the museum.
Yeah.
He played for the San Antonio Spurs.
Yes.
He coached the Dallas Mavericks.
Yes.
And now he's the head coach of the Crimson Tide for the basketball team.
That's great.
Avery Johnson is here, everybody.
Thank you. What's up?
What's up, man?
Roll Tide.
Welcome.
Roll Tide. And not only when you hear, it's not just Roll Tide, but the theme for our team is Buckle Up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. When I got hired here April 8th of last year, I got off the plane and I said, Roll Tide. And then I said, you're in for something special, so buckle your seatbelts. So then the hashtag Buckle Up started being a theme for our team.
Look at you, starting a trend.
Is that every team or just basketball?
Just basketball.
Just basketball.
Yeah,
okay.
Just basketball.
All right.
That's buckle up.
Okay. And it's working because you guys are looking to make the tournament this year.
Yeah, we have a great shot. Coming into this year, you know, we had low expectations for our team. We were picked 13th in the SEC in the preseason rankings. So nothing was expected of our team, but we've surprised a lot of people. We've beat quite a few top 25 teams. We have a high RPI. You know, here we're sitting at 17 and 11.
Excuse me one second, Coach. What's RPI?
I was looking at you.
Return on investment, ROI.
What is RPI?
So RPM is revolutions per minute.
But
I don't know what that means.
I don't think he's going to tell us.
He's going to keep it a secret. Buckle up.
I don't think he knows.
Buckle up. We want to keep it in a secret.
Is it rebound?
Let's guess.
Okay.
You don't know what it is either.
I don't, and I love
so
sports.
I know.
But we just had.
He doesn't know.
Oh, I don't tell
him. Yeah, but the main thing is.
I'm gonna have to Google that, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But, well, Coach, I'm real curious because after coaching NBA, I assume it's not an easy transition to coach college-age basketball players. I mean, you said in another interview that you've used a different voice with the players
right.
than when you coach professional
yeah.
than the college kids. So what was that transition like?
It's been great because, you know, when I was living in Dallas, you know, I had a chance to, you know, have a NCAA college student, you know, in my own home. My son was a recruitable student athlete.
Yeah.
So he went to Plano West High School, you know, played on a high-level AAU team in the Dallas area. So I had an opportunity to work with him, work with a lot of the young guys. So my transition to college has been fairly easy because I've been on the circuit for a number of years. So it's just been great. I had a great run with the Mavericks. You know, Mark Cuban is my main man.
Cool
Love
dude.
Mark. And he gave me my first opportunity to coach. And working with Dirty Dirk, my man Dirk, and Steve Nash and Finley and all those guys. But at the same time, coaching here at Alabama has been very gratifying. Working with young guys, you know, it's the difference. In the NBA, it's about contracts and getting paid. You know, the young guys is about, you know, scholarships and going to class.
Right.
So it's been great, man, being here in Tuscaloosa.
We're chatting with Coach Avery Johnson. Now, we're on our Raspberry Road trip, and we're doing MVP of the day. And
well, that's,
the MVP that, is given by—
You know what? That's the R in RPI. Let's just say it's Raspberry.
Raspberry? Now we just got to figure out the P in the I.
Actually, Kelly, it's the rating percentage index.
Oh, see, now you ruined it.
Oh,
you
sorry.
That's too technical for us to know. But her dad gets to say who the MVP of the day is. He's on the trip with us. Do you give your son the MVP of the day ever? Because he plays for your team.
You know what?
Fair is fair, right, Coach?
Yes, he's a red shirt sophomore because he transferred here from another SEC school. So he's been doing a great job. He kind of leads up our scout team to get our guys ready to play against our opponents. So he's had a couple of great days in practice this year where we had to recognize that, hey, he's balling.
Yeah.
You know, when I first started coaching him, I was really hard on him because I didn't want anybody to think I was giving him a free pass because he was my son.
Sure.
But, you know, he's been getting better. But I love our team. We've had some guys incrementally get better over the year, and then we have some guys like Rhett Nobasahan, who's probably going to be first-team All-SEC. He averaged about 5 points last year. He's averaging, you know, 16-plus points this year, mm-hmm. and he's been playing, you know, incredible.
How long did it take you to remember his name correctly?
Obasahan?
Obasahan. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough
one. That's a tough one.
You know what? The funny thing is I took my wife's family out to dinner last week before we played LSU, and they're all from New Orleans. And, boy, they could not pronounce his name. My mother-in-law was like, Ohasa, what's that boy's name? Son-in-law.
Ohasahan.
I said Obasahan.
Coach Johnson, who taught you how to break it down in the locker room like you did the other day, and it went viral?
You know what? That's all my son, Avery Jr.
Yeah.
What
You're
happened?
Dancing a young thug.
Yeah.
I don't even know who he is.
He's got a great RPI.
Yeah, got a great RPI. But the funny thing is, before I go into the locker room, my son gives me a quick one-minute tutorial, dancing lesson.
Of what's cool right now?
Of what's cool and what I should do when I go in the locker room. So believe me, that's nothing that I ever practiced the day before, or I'm not listening to some rap artists in my car. So I don't even know who
good.
Young Thug is going.
If we want to do that move you did, it was to hit them folks. Like,
how
do you do it? Like, what were you doing? You just go up, down, up.
Yeah, that's what he told me to do, and I did it. Yeah.
There you go.
And there was
Listen
another time, there was another dance that I did. I don't even know all of the dances. You know, I'm 51, man. I'm not into the rap, but my son helps me out, and he keeps me relevant with the players and rap music.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that went so far? It went pretty viral.
Man, yeah, it's incredible. I mean, we see it on all of the national sports shows, and people are talking about it, you know, like you are in your radio show.
How has the commentary been on your
positive.
Video?
Yeah, and even our recruits. Our recruits think it's pretty cool that
they want to play for you.
Yeah,
you're cool.
What have you enjoyed most out of your? You've done so many different things in so many different places. Can you rank? What have you really felt the most fulfilled to have done?
You know, more than anything, our student section is crazy this year.
Yeah.
You know, we've relocated our students in Coleman Coliseum and it's been incredible. We've had 5 sellouts this year. I think that's more sellouts than what they've had in the last 8 or 9 years.
Wow.
So the relationship that we've built with our students mm-hmm. has just been incredible. I've gone around campus, you know, I've sat in classrooms. I've been to sorority houses, fraternity houses. Yeah. Just, you know, building relationships.
Hard work there. Yeah.
Yeah. Which one's your favorite sorority house?
No, just
hey, Kyle, what's up?
No, just giving speeches, yeah. meeting with the kids and the students all on campus. You know, sure. our tailgate is one of the livest mm-hmm. tailgates
right
near the entrance in the stadium.
Yeah.
So just building that relationships with the students and the fan base. And the energy that's around our program is just amazing.
Yeah, we need to come back for one of those tailgates. Yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration from? Because I know, I mean, coaches just have that. I mean, that's something that sets apart, you know, professional coaches like you, that you're able to just, like, find inspiration in the everyday world and then kind of disseminate that to your team.
Yeah.
So where do you, who inspires you?
You know, there are a lot of people that inspire me. My college coach, Ben Jobe, who lives in Montgomery, Alabama, he's an inspiration. Greg Popovich, my mentor, who mm-hmm. I played for, you know, with the Spurs, and he was the one leading the charge for my jersey to be retired in San Antonio for somebody who never even made the All-Star team. Again, I'm going to go back to this guy again. Mark Cuban is an inspiration. Mm-hmm. You know, he saw me as a head coach long before anybody else thought I would be a head coach, and he hired me without any head coaching experience. And the way Mark, when he bought the Mavericks, went in and transformed everything about the whole Maverick game experience back yeah. when he bought the team yeah. and moved them to American Airlines Center. That's what I was trying to do
and recreate.
Section. Yes, yeah. here in Tuscaloosa. So there are a lot of, you know, people out there that inspire me and
Young Thug.
Yeah. You're doing a great job because we see your cardboard cutout was at our hotel room. Have you seen your cardboard cutout?
Yes.
You could pose.
He's got one in his house.
Yeah, and they made you taller on that thing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
He insisted.
Yes. So, you know, even when we started the season, we had, you know, an event that was equivalent to Midnight Basketball, and we brought in a rap artist, Ray Shrimmert, uh-huh. and they performed, and I had never heard of the rap
yeah.
group. But again, we had 8,000 students at the event, and that jump-started our whole entire season. So just a lot of
That's
little things have been added
right?
up. Yes.
8,000 kids late to class right. the next morning.
One last question for you, Coach Avery Johnson, because yeah. this is a sports-related question. Are we watching, like, the greatest basketball player of all time in Stephen Curry?
I don't know about the greatest basketball player of all time because, you know, that's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So,
do you think he could get there one day?
You never know. I mean, what he's doing is amazing, incredible. That shot he hit against Oklahoma City.
Yeah. In overtime.
He shot it like it was a layup.
It doesn't mean like he just
Yeah, you know.
Effortless.
You know, Steph Curry's been, you know, his RPI is very high.
Yes, I heard that.
The great RPI.
So, I think they're number one in RPI in the
right,
NBA.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all day long.
Raspberry point.
Yeah.
Coach Raspberry.
I got all the points.
We could talk to you all day long, Coach Avery Johnson.
Thanks
You're so,
so
awesome.
Much.
But we really appreciate you guys bringing your show here to Tuscaloosa. And come back and, you know,
tailgate
in the fall.
You know, I used to do a pretty good Avery Johnson impression back in the day. I haven't had much practice.
Yeah, you're a little rusty.
You've been away from Dallas for a while, but I really used to nail that.
How you know?
So big ups to everybody.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Roll Tide, buckle up.
Now you can do a big out next time we see you, Coach Avery. We'll give you that chance. Coach Avery Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank
you,
y'all.
Good luck.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll be in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
you guys can cheer for us.
You will. Yeah. You will make it. We'll
All right,
be back.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.